Let's do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's a joke from Dan Breed from Leroy and Steve and Diane and James Wing in Southwest Michigan. We got one from Ed in Aspen, Colorado. Steve Fortuna wrote, P.S. John Williams, I have recently written a novel, and it's currently available on Amazon by searching Role of a Lifetime by Stephen Fortuna. It's a light, easy read that looks at the difficulty and absurdity involved with a midlife job search. I think you might enjoy it. All profits from the book will be donated to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. The book is titled Role of a Lifetime by Steve Fortuna. Who else sent us a joke? Bruce Gleiberman of Buffalo Grove, Kathy in Lafayette, Indiana, Jen Foles in Rockford, Radio Ted in Denver, Colorado. Mike Braden is the Vice President of Board Relations for Dairy Management. I got one from Paul Imes and Will Met and Steve and Diane and Still Mugless in the Mountains, Jim Polizzi. Kathy in Lafayette, Indiana's got herself a Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here we go. Two bacteria walk into a bar. Bartender says, we don't serve bacteria. Bacteria say, but we work here. We're staff. They've come out with a new version of GPS for senior citizens. It tells you how to get somewhere and then tells you why you went there in the first place. My grandfather came to America from Ireland to find a better life. My grandmother came not long after, tracked him down, put a stop to that. Always check the height of nearby ceiling fans before giving a toddler a ride on your shoulders. How I learned this rule is none of your business. When I was young, I went fishing and used peas for bait.
So that was your first podcast?
And now, if drinks could talk, this is what they would say.
Coffee.
You can do this.
Wine.
You don't have to do this.
Tequila.
Did you really just do that? Hey, remember yesterday it was, you know, you're getting old when you're more interested in weed killer than killer weed. Well, today, Dave, you know you're getting old when you're less interested in bars and hot tubs and more interested in getting bars in your hot tub. My doctor said I should start exercising, so I joined a yoga class.
How'd it go?
Well, I bent over, I twisted, I gyrated, it went up and down for about an hour.
So you liked it?
Dave, that was me putting on the leotard. I missed the class. Pastor asked his congregation if anybody wanted to express praise for an answered prayer. Martha stood up and said, a few months ago, my husband Fred was in a horrible bicycle accident and completely crushed his scrotum. The pain was excruciating. Doctors didn't know if they could help. The men all crossed their legs. The wife said, we prayed as the doctors performed the delicate operation, but they pieced together Fred's scrotum. They wrapped it in wire to hold it in place with metal staples, and today he's well. The guy stood up and said, hi, everyone, I'm Fred. I just want to tell my wife that the word is sternum.
That could have gone to the committee.
I'm tired of the committee. Okay, you know what? Sorry, I'm tired of the committee.
Sorry.
Committee, schmittee. Dave, we were cooking last night, and I told Brenda to hand me the Jim Croce seasoning.
What's Jim Croce seasoning?
You know. Time in a bottle.